This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State health officials blame supply chain problems for low COVID-19 testing rates in Colorado. Dr. Jill Hunsaker tells Colorado Matters that the state health department lacks the materials needed to administer the tests. She says in the absence of widespread testing, strict social distancing helps limit the spread of coronavirus.
The other curious thing about this novel virus is that there's asymptomatic transmission. People can be infected, can be contagious, and they have no idea that they have COVID-19 and they're transmitting it. So, of course, that also hampers our disease containment measures.
Colorado is joining other Western states in an alliance to fight the coronavirus. CPR's John Daly reports.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis announced Monday the state would join the Western States Pact. The group will develop a shared vision for fighting COVID-19. It includes the governors of California, Oregon, Washington, and soon Nevada. All five governors are Democrats. The group said states have to work together to respond effectively to the disease. They pledge that health outcomes and science, not politics, will guide decision-making. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Parts of Colorado began allowing elective surgeries, real estate showings, and other activities today after the governor eased some restrictions. However, the Denver area remains under strict stay-at-home orders imposed by local officials. 72 in Denver, it's 77 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.